Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to 2026. Happy New Year, everybody. You're going to see some changes in the podcast as we move forward. And a lot of that comes from your feedback. So thank you for your feedback and for your help in making this podcast even more effective and better. The primary change that I have heard many people request is, let's make these shorter, more bite-sized chunks so that people can take one thing at a time and really focus on it. And that's what we're going to do. We started out at 30 to 45 minutes, and then we got it down into the mid to high 20-minute range. We're going to try and reduce that even further and bring a deeper but more narrow focus to what we're doing. So let's start. I'm starting a new series for supporting small businesses. So whether you're a small business owner or you work in a small business, what do I mean by small business? Small businesses are the backbone of the United States economy. Over 90% of all businesses are small businesses. I think it's a business under 200 employees. That may seem like a lot to you, but that's still considered a small business with most people. It's also probably something in the 100,000 to 15 to 20 million dollar range in annual revenue. It could be a solopreneur. It could be one or two people. It could be a small team. It could be a 50 or even 75 employee organization. So what I'm sharing is for those people that are not mid-size or large organizations, and really those people who are the backbone of our economy. Today's focus is this. Most small business problems aren't really business problems. On paper, it looked like a business problem. Revenue had flattened, two good employees had quit within 6 months, cash flow felt tighter than it should have, and every week brought another urgent issue that demanded attention. When I first sat down and talked with Mark, a smart, hardworking small business owner, he did not lack ideas. He had plenty of those. What he lacked was clarity. And more importantly, he didn't realize that what was limiting his business wasn't the market, wasn't his team, and wasn't his strategy. It was how he was thinking and responding under pressure. Mark ran a successful service business. From the outside, things looked fine. From the inside, he felt like he was constantly behind, always reacting, and quietly wondering why his effort wasn't producing the momentum that he expected. Here's what Mark was saying consistently. I feel like I'm working harder than ever, but the business isn't moving forward the way it should. That statement is a tell, because most small business problems aren't really business problems at all. They're internal operating system problems. Think of your brain as an internal operating system. That is the primary system that drives a small business. And here's the symptom trap that we need to be aware of. Revenue, staffing issues, missed goals, inconsistent execution, these are symptoms. They're visible, they're measurable, they're easy to point to. So naturally, most small business owners and leaders try to fix those directly. They tweak pricing, they hire faster or fire faster, they add new tools, new systems, new tactics, and sometimes that helps for a while. But when the same issues keep resurfacing in different forms, it's a sign that the root cause lives deeper. Not in the business plan, but in the decision-making patterns of the person running the business. In Mark's case, pressure had quietly taken control. When stress spiked, his thinking narrowed. This is very common. When emotions take over, it's very difficult to access your higher cognitive thinking skills. And that's what Mark was seeing. That's what he was experiencing. He defaulted to urgency over importance. He jumped in to fix things instead of slowing down to lead. His emotional reactions, frustration, impatience, worry, were shaping his decisions long before logic ever showed up. He wasn't failing as a business owner. He was operating with an outdated internal operating system. Pressure changes how we think, and most owners and leaders in small businesses don't notice this. Under pressure, the brain doesn't seek wisdom, it seeks relief. That's not a character flaw, it's neuroscience. When stress is high, the brain prioritizes speed, certainty, and control. That's why small business owners under pressure tend to react instead of reflect, solve short-term problems while creating long-term problems, overfunction instead of building capability in others, and make decisions that feel necessary but don't feel right later. Mark saw himself as decisive, and he is. But decisiveness without emotional awareness can become reactivity dressed up as leadership. Once we slowed things down and examined how he was making decisions, a pattern emerged. He wasn't choosing poorly because he lacked intelligence. He was choosing automatically because he hadn't learned to manage his internal state under pressure. That's where emotional intelligence enters the picture, not as a soft skill, but as a business-critical capability. I want to pause here for just a second, because Mark's story is very common among the hundreds and hundreds of small business owners and leaders that I have met in the last few years. And the funny thing is, they think they have everything under control. You may think you have everything under control, but that's where blind spots are still blind. You cannot fix what you can't see. And that was Mark's issue. And it's the issue for a lot of us as small business owners. We think we have control on things. We think we're being proactive versus reactive. Or maybe we have enough self-awareness to understand we are being reactive and that we're focusing more on the urgent than the important. But the reality is, without clarity around those things, we cannot make the necessary changes to move things forward. And that's why the skill of emotional intelligence is so critical. Our processes in our brain start with the emotional part of our brain and then eventually move to the logical part. And the time frame between those two can be very different depending on the intensity of emotions. And think about stress as a complex set of emotions. Pressure, stress, anxiety, frustration, impatience. All of those are impacting us on a daily basis if we let them, if we don't have the emotional intelligence skills necessary to navigate those emotions for better and more strategic outcomes. So let's talk about the real upgrade that small business owners and leaders really need. Most owners try to upgrade their business before they upgrade themselves. You cannot grow your business unless you grow yourself. That's a reality. Your growth, if you're the business owner or leader, the growth of your business will always be limited by your personal growth and your personal capacity. But your business will never outgrow the clarity, the emotional regulation, and self-awareness of the person leading it. That's what we just talked about. When Mark began to understand his emotional triggers, his stress responses, and his habitual ways of handling pressure, something changed. Something shifted. Not overnight, but steadily. He stopped treating every issue as urgent. He paused before stepping in. He asked better questions instead of giving faster answers. And almost immediately, the business responded. Not because we changed his strategy, but because we changed the way he was showing up inside of the strategy. This is what I mean by upgrading the internal operating system. Here's a simple exercise to help reveal the real issues. If you're a small business owner or leader and you feel stuck or you feel overwhelmed or frustrated, try this. For the next week, don't focus on fixing problems. Instead, notice how you respond to those problems. At the end of each day, write down one decision you made under pressure, what you were feeling at the time, whether the decision was reactive or intentional. I have used that with many entrepreneurs and small business owners. And at first, I get the same response. I'm not going to write that stuff down. That sounds like journaling. Let me tell you something about writing things down. There is a psychology behind that process that is so important to freeing up your brain to do better things in the future. Because when you write it down, it does several things for you. It releases it onto paper so that you can take some of that bandwidth back and use it for more productive outcomes. And there are many other benefits to doing that. So if you will do that and do it, not judging yourself here, but observing your patterns, most owners and leaders are shocked by what they see. Not because it's bad, but because it's invisible. Here's another practice that changes everything. Before making significant decisions, ask yourself one simple question. Am I solving the problem or am I trying to relieve the pressure? If the honest answer is pressure relief, pause. Give yourself 10 minutes, take a walk, breathe, write the decision down instead of acting on it immediately. When your emotional intensity drops, your thinking quality rises. That single habit has more impact on long-term business outcomes than most tools or tactics. As Mark upgraded his internal operating system, several things happened naturally. Number one, his team felt more trusted and less micromanaged. Number two, decisions became clearer and more consistent. Number three, stress decreased, even though the business challenges didn't disappear. And number four, growth became more sustainable instead of exhausting. The problems didn't magically go away, but they stopped controlling him. And that's the real shift small business owners and leaders need. So what can we take away from this? If you're facing revenue issues, team challenges, or stalled growth, don't start by asking, what should I do differently in the business? Start by asking, how am I thinking, how am I deciding, and how am I responding under pressure? Because when you upgrade the owner, the leader, internally, you upgrade the business. That is a natural outcome. And not by pushing harder, but by thinking better, leading with more intentionality, and building the emotional intelligence that's required to navigate complexity with confidence. That's where real growth begins. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.